to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I hope that you're feeling well today. Something special thinking about today. What do you do if you're feeling blue? Isn't it true that today, well, probably thousands of people will turn to alcohol, drugs, gambling, shopping, even watching soap operas on TV? Why? As a means of escaping from the everyday problems of life that they face. And it would seem that we're not very well adapted to cope with the emotional pain that's part of life's problems. Is it because we don't know how to deal with the emotional problems? It's interesting to note that the only way a dentist, for example, resolves the pain of a toothache is by exploring the tooth to find the source of pain. You go to the dentist, you have a pain in your mouth with your teeth, and he or she will find, hopefully, what that pain is indicating and then fix it. So covering our pain or trying to escape from perhaps the reality of life with things like drugs or alcohol, shopping or even overeating is really no release from the pain. What it actually is letting the problem with its emotional pain run our lives instead of letting God and a love of life to run our lives. People think that religion is an old-fashioned thing for people that are not able to face up to the pain of life, but the Bible says much about God's help and protection. And so there is that sort of denial today in our culture to avoid pain at any cost. In other words, the idea is don't have pain, just enjoy life. And so we see depression, or what we call the valleys of life, as something that we don't want to really have anything to do with. But emotional pain, you know, can be the greatest isolation that we can experience. In fact, for some people I know, can be a prison in which they build around themselves, not being able to face up to some of these pains. And just as we build it, however, it's possible for us to find ways to unlock that door and to find some new way, a new direction in life. I read of the eminent psychologist. Her name is Dorothy Rowe. And this is what she said. She said, depression is a meaningful response on our part to the point at which our life has arrived. Now, think about that. Depression is a meaningful response on our part to the point at which our life has arrived. Now, what she means by that is, it can be a time to learn about things that are happening, and there could be a crisis, an experience, but somehow we can learn something. Now, it's not easy. I'm not saying that. Facing the darkness, admitting the pain, allowing pain to be pain is never easy. That's why we need courage. And someone said, if we could learn to learn from the pain, even as it grabs us, would be a good thing. What it means there is not to run away from it. So we're encouraged, I think, in life to embrace our pain, to explore it, remembering, of course, that God has a part to play in our lives. There was much pain in the gospel stories. Jesus knew about it. So if you're feeling blue today, don't fear it, and in fact, try and embrace it, because it could well be an opportunity to learn and to grow. I think also it's important, I've said on this program many times, try and talk to someone. We live today in a society where people say, well, you've just got to do the best you can, but there are people there. There are ministers, there are counselors, friends, community people who are there for you to talk to. It's a sign of strength to be willing to confront how you feel, to reach out for help, and to get the support you do need. And there are lots of people around there who can actually help you. Have you thought about the idea of keeping a journal, writing down your thoughts and feelings? And that can be a really helpful way to express your emotions. And in that way of writing it down or typing it on the computer, you gain insight into what's actually happening in your life. Be gentle with yourself. Don't be too hard or harsh on yourself. They talk about internal self-talk. You know, in spite of everything, we could say, God loves me. God accepts me as I am. And as old-fashioned as it might seem to some, go to church. Reconnect yourself with the strength and support of God and other people. So there are some, I think, some helpful ideas that might just be what you need today. Well, Heavenly Father, we do acknowledge that there are times we feel that way. We feel blue, we feel down. But thank you, Lord, that you never change. You're there to lift us up. And I thank you for that good news. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.